Hello?
Hi, I was looking to speak with Carly.
This is she.
Oh, hello, Carly. My name is Darvin Schlong, and I'm the Dean of Admissions at Princeton University. How are we doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well also. And I just wanted you to know that we received your application, and we will be making a decision very soon.
That's amazing. I'm really excited to hear from you. I hope that everything goes well and you accept me.
Well, you and a handful of other people. We are a very prestigious university.
Yes, I know. It's my dream to go there.
Well, it's a lot of people's dream to go here, and that's why we're so prestigious.
Right. Is there anything that you need from me that I can do to, make this process
Well,
go well?
actually, yes, now that I've got you on the phone, how about I just get to know you and your background a little better?
Okay, perfect.
Just a few questions for you. We'll start off with the first question. How many servants do you have in your household?
I'm sorry?
Servants, yes. How many servants do you have?
Siblings?
No, servants. I'm assuming you're applying for Princeton, so you probably know what a servant is.
I guess I don't have any servants. My mom hires a cleaning lady once a month to help out with stuff around the house, but that's about it.
Yeah, all right. Well, pedigree is important to us here at Princeton, so the more servants you have usually means the more respectable your family is in the community. I don't think you disagree with me on that one.
Sure. I mean, we're just not necessarily a very rich family. I mean, I hope the fact that I don't have servants doesn't hinder my, getting into Princeton.
Well, no, not necessarily. We do have other questions too.
Okay.
Next question, and this one is going to be hypothetical. If you were going to be stranded on a glorious desert resort for 3 weeks, and you would only be allowed to bring five servants with you, which ones would you bring? You can only bring five, though, so choose wisely.
I just told you I don't have any servants.
Okay, well, I suppose we can move on,
All
but
your
from.
questions are about servants.
Well, it is Princeton, and like I said, we are a prestigious university. Why don't we just move on to another question?
I hope it's not another servant question because I really don't have the answers for you on
Okay.
that.
All right. Well, no, this one is not a servant question, but it is a very important one. So let's say that you're trapped in Beverly Hills for 1 hour with $10,000 to spend. What would you buy and why? This is a fun question.
Is this a question that you normally ask everyone?
Well, we don't ask everybody. Most people just volunteer the information, but I noticed that these answers were lacking on your application here to the school. So, fun question again. $10,000 stranded in Beverly Hills, what would you spend it on and why?
I really don't know. I really don't understand how these questions are relevant.
I am sorry, Carly. The correct answer would be a $9,000
What?
handbag.
Okay.
Because a handbag really is the ultimate status symbol for a woman. Plus, you'd have to valet your car, and that would be quite a bit. That would be what the other thousand was.
Is this a joke?
Well, I'm wondering the same thing because you have no servants and you don't know how you'd spend $10,000 in Beverly Hills, so
You're right.
I'm st
I'm applying to Princeton.
Yes, and you're applying to Princeton, which is a really funny gag, and we don't appreciate having our time wasted.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not the right person for this school then, if it's all about servants and money and.
It's also about your bloodlines.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's your family. That was next up. Should we not even get into that?
I don't think
For
so.
example, do you come from royalty? Do you come from royalty? Do you know it all?
No,
And
I
that
do
can be
not come from
British
royalty.
royalty or American royalty. I mean, even the Kardashians are considered American royalty if you have the
What?
Kardashians.
Excuse me. The reason I applied to Princeton in the first place is because I'm valedictorian of my class, and I got a 4.0, and I am more than qualified to attend your prestigious school.
Well, yes, I guess you're right. That is what your sister told us.
Excuse me?
Yes, your sister shared all that information. However, she didn't tell us that you didn't have servants, so that's a little disturbing.
How does my sister have anything to do with this entire conversation?
Well, actually, your sister emailed me because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you. Your sister Sarah set you up.
What? What?
It's a joke.
What? What?
Yeah, she wanted to give you a hard time regarding the school you applied for.
Oh my God. I have been sweating talking to you. I can't. I'm going to kill her. I can't. Oh my God. I'm.
Well, you shouldn't kill your sister over this. You should have a servant who does it, and I think that's what we learned today.
Oh my God.